Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Jacob Lusk is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. Many of you have gotten to know Jacob, of course, from the hit show on television, American Idol, but he's so much more than someone on a television show. He's someone that definitely has a love for music, and it comes out in everything that he does. He's preparing for a brand new single coming out later on this month called Brain Freeze, featuring Lazybone. We're going to talk to Jacob not only about that single, but also how you guys can stay connected with him as well. Jacob, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. As I said, man, music is definitely something that's in your blood, is something that you love. What has it been like for you, Jacob, over the years to not only showcase that love, but to see the way that people are responding to it?
It's been a great thing. It's nothing like having, it's a gift. I mean, I can't take credit for it. It definitely came from above, and for it to affect people and for people to tell you that they've been blessed or inspired or just really enjoy your music, it's an amazing thing. I didn't always think it was going to happen for me, to be honest, and I took the leap, and it's been happening.
It has, yeah. And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned the faith element, Jacob, because I think that really is the key to everything, you know, being able to have that faith. So, you know, when you look at the experience, you look at the journey, I mean, you have inspired so many people. Of course, people loved you on the show American Idol, but also it's not just the fact that you sing, it's that you really seem to get into the song that you're singing. When did you realize that particular part of the gift, Jacob, that you had the gift to be able to bring songs to life?
I don't think I really realized it until American Idol, when I did God Bless the Child on the show. I mean, I've been singing for a while, and I worked with Nate Dogg, but I didn't realize how much of an impact it had until that happened, when I had all kinds of people coming up to me saying that they were blessed by my music, or this inspired them, or, you know, I was in the mall. Appeared to be some pretty thuggish group of guys were kind of staring at me, and I was like, okay. Usually when that happens, they're trying to pick a fight or something like that. So one of the guys came over and said one of the big homies wanted to talk to me, and I was like, well, I don't want to talk to the big homie. I'm a small, I want to chill. I want to find my time for this. I ain't talking to the big homie. He's like, no, you really got to come. You got to come. So I went, and the guy said he saw me sing God Bless the Child on American Idol. And we hadn't even made top 24 yet, and he said that he was on his couch crying like a big baby, and that I really touched him and blessed him. And that was, not, I mean, and to know that music can translate to that broad of a spectrum, and that was the first time that I've experienced something like that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, I think, you know, any time that you're able to showcase a talent, or, you know, or knowing that you're doing something that's bigger than you, it has to be a great feeling. You mentioned, of course, you know, the individuals you've been able to work with. You know, how important has that been for you to diversify yourself musically? Because, you know, you mentioned Nate Dogg, of course, your new single has Lazybone. Of course, people know from Bone Thugs and Harmony. How important has it been for you not to be able to put yourself in a box, but to really be free musically to do what you want?
It's interesting. I grew up in Compton. I'm a church kid. I was not allowed to listen to anything but gospel music until I moved out of my mom's house. And I didn't move. I moved out when I was about 17. And I was not going to pursue music. It wasn't a realistic option for me. Being a singer was kind of like being a football player. It's not going to happen. Go to school, get a degree.
Yeah.
Kind of how I was taught and I was raised. And I actually started doing classical music. It's how I started singing music, doing music full time. I had a vocal teacher, and she was like, you were born to do opera. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go for it. And that's how I started singing. So I didn't do it on purpose. It just kind of happened wherever I could sing, I wanted to sing. So I was doing classical music during the day. I was singing hooks for rappers in the neighborhood, you know, in the evening. And then later on, so and that's kind of how it happened. So I've kind of been always kind of forced to and had to. It wasn't really a choice, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, it definitely has worked for you. And I think the result has been, Jacob, you're being able to reach a variety of audiences. You were able to see in the mall, and how I'm sure you're already seeing from the way that people are responding, to be able to hear the new single, Brain Freeze. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Jacob Lusk. You guys can stay in contact with him. Of course, he's all over social media. We'll be reminding you guys of that here a little bit later. But we're talking to him not only about the journey in music, but what it's been like for him to be able to share his gift with the world and to see the way that literally the world has responded. Now, what you did was you actually posted the single Brain Freeze, Jacob, on SoundCloud, so people are able to go ahead and hear it now. Of course, it'll be released later on this month. What has that been like for you to see the way that people are enjoying the sound of it as well as the message of it?
It's been great. It's definitely different than my norm. Most folks expect me to wail and have you crying and talking about how much I've been hurt, or I'm looking for this, or you're going to make it. So it was a fun, lighthearted song, and people have really been taking to it. I sang it live for the first time Saturday at a 5K run for Homeboy Industries, which is a nonprofit organization here in Los Angeles that houses and gets jobs for convicted felons and things like that, and homeless folks. And so they loved it, and it's kind of a catchy, simple song that you just kind of can, you listen to it, and I hope that people smile, and it seems to have been the effect, and I'm thankful for it, and it's been very exciting for it to be my song. Now I'm just singing the cover of somebody else's song, you know, and I'm just singing the Luther song, and I'm just singing a Whitney song.
Yeah,
it's been very exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to actually talk to you about the cover and moving forward to something original a little bit later. Now let's talk about working with Lazybone on this project. You know, how great was that for you to be able to have someone that's part of a legendary group to join you on this song?
It was amazing. I had never met him before, and actually I didn't meet him when he recorded it. I met him the day we shot the music video. So I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know. He was so cool. He's a family guy. And we shared that kind of common bond, and just to work with somebody who, and we got to talk really a lot because we sat in this convertible car in the middle of the desert all day long. So just me and him in this convertible, hot, sweating, no AC in the car. And we really got to really talk, and he got to tell me all that. I mean, he's got to work with a little bit of everybody.
Yeah.
So to have somebody who's worked with everybody on my record was, it's great. And then to have him be a great person, because he's a really great person and a great father on top of all that. It was amazing.
Well, I know that people are definitely going to enjoy the vibe. For those who have not had a chance to hear the single, you guys are going to get your opportunity now. Here is the new single, course, coming from Jacob Lusk, releasing later on this month, featuring Lazybone. We'll be back with our final moments with Jacob right after this.
Brain Freeze.
Think of every time I see you in my dreams, I don't want to wake up. Can't seem to shake it, the way I feel inside, addicted to your love. You caught me by surprise. Tell me this is real. Do you feel the way I feel? Don't want to move, I'm caught in time. You mesmerize the left side of my mind. I see you, girl, I lose my focus. I got it bad, now I'm giving in. Your love is so refreshing, feels like this is it. Tell me this is real. Do you feel the way I feel? Don't want to move, I'm stuck in time. You mesmerize the left side of my mind.
I can't
my
brain
freeze
from your love.
No, no,
that won't quit. Hey, miss, you can't get more hugs better than this. More love letters than this. You're too clever or rich. This itch you can't fix. Hit her at home risk. Her life become blood. Smoking mirrors and shit. She on my mind. Always on my mind. When I try to fast forward, she keep pressing every rhyme. From behind, I go batty. Think she from Cincinnati. Either way, it's all Ohio. I need her in my caddy. Daddy, I stay happy. All day for real. All night like magic. It's happening. Steel drill. Kill all the chatter. Froze but won't shatter. Once I get her on my platter. Dessert don't matter. Who better? Can't nobody claim me. But see, I think I got a brain freeze.
By Jacob Lust, featuring Lazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. We've been talking with Jacob today, not only about the journey of music that he's been on, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you and to see the way that you all have responded. Jacob, you had mentioned something earlier that I wanted to touch on because I think it's so important. You said, you know, people got to know you for the covers. That's one of the things that people got to really experience from you. You know, does it feel like almost a new experience for you as you're preparing for October 28th, as you're releasing the video and the single, that they'll be able to hear you as an artist, you and your own music?
It definitely is a completely different feeling, and I'm very nervous. I'm like, why are you nervous? You sing for millions of people, and you sing for stadiums. But when it's your music, I've never done a show with all the original songs. So now, I have to do my music now. So it's a very nervous, kind of anxious kind of feeling. Like, I really hope people like it. I really hope people like it. I hope people see me and know that it's really me. And it's definitely a different feeling, without a doubt.
Well, one of the ways you've been keeping your fans connected has been through social media, especially through Twitter. I've been following you on Twitter at Jacob_Lust is where people can find you there. And one of the things that I've been finding really interesting that's different that you've been doing, Jacob, and I want to talk to you about this too, and that is not only reminding people, hey, October 28th, the single's coming out, the video's coming out, and sharing that, but you also been very supportive of other artists, buying their music, sharing when their music's been released. Why has that been important for you to do?
It's interesting that you notice that, because I have a thing. I support people not only because I want somebody to support me. So every idol person, every artist I've ever met, Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce, everybody, I pump them, support them, especially when it's good music and you know it's coming from good people, support it. You know, the reality is, you know, the music industry is not doing as well as they used to. People aren't buying as many albums as they used to. So, I mean, I want music to continue. I want people to continue to make music and be able to put on those big shows that we like to see. And the only way we can do that is if we support. So I support because I want music to continue and because I want folks to support me, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a really good point. But I did notice that you were reminding people, you know, that this single was out or I just got this single, you know, check out this single. And I think that really says a whole lot about not only you as an artist, but also as a supporter of music. The other thing I wanted to mention that was on your Twitter page, I noticed when I was prepping for this segment, and then we'll remind our listeners, Jacob, how they can stay connected with you. On August the 22nd, you tweeted out this question, and I think it's a great one for anybody with a dream. And I want to actually use this to kind of ask you, what you would say to people out there with a goal or a dream. You tweeted, who gave you permission to give up? And I think a lot of times people go through challenges, they go through different situations, and they say, you know what, this ain't working. I'm just going to stop this. Well, you know, what would you say to people, Jacob, based on your own experience, about the importance of not giving up but always working through the challenges that people face?
I spoke at a high school a couple weeks ago, and actually – I posted, somebody else said it, and it hit me. And I was having a moment I had my first rehearsal with my band last week, with my own band. I was like, oh my God, my own band. and I prayed and I asked for, I talked to God and asked for forgiveness, because sometimes we give up on ourselves and give up on situations and we don't realize it. And I'll say this: God never gives up on us. I'm your spiritual leader, but God never gives up on us.
Right.
And how can we give up on something that we've been given? Not only that, but there are people who are looking at you, and there are people who are waiting for what you have to offer. There's somebody who needs it. There's somebody who's listening today needed whatever we were saying.
Right.
You know, somebody's going to need to hear one of the songs on my album. And even if it's just one person, you know, somebody, but other than you, I think it's selfish to give up on a vision or a dream you have, because the reality is most dreams and visions we have, they're for ourselves, but they're probably going to be a blessing to somebody else. You have your children are watching, your little brother, your little sister is watching you, and they're looking to you. You're an inspiration to them. My mom got her college degree my freshman year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And what that told me, and my mom was on food stamps and all kinds of stuff, but what that told me was, if my mom can overcome this, then that means, and she told me, she said, Jake, I'm not very smart, so you have no excuse. I put you in tutoring. You were in high school. You didn't have to do this. You don't have any of that. You have no excuse to make it happen. And that was because she showed me. So if I could say anything, you can't give up, because there are people, your destiny is tied to other people. There are other people waiting for your music, other people waiting to hear the words you have to say or the book that you're supposed to write. Somebody's waiting for that word so that they can keep going and that they can keep living. And I hate to be long, but the Lion King, right? Cartoon, silly movie to a lot of people. But one of the biggest songs in it is The Circle of Life.
Right.
And it talks about how everything feeds this, and this does that, and this does that, and this does that. And I think the same thing with our destinies. Everybody has to do their part. And if you don't, then you're messing up the circle of life.
Right.
So you can't. You gotta keep going. And if I could say this, don't ever let go. I haven't been hashtagging as much, but when I first got on American Idol, when I first started signing autographs, every autograph I signed, I would put my name, and then I'd put "keep believing" under it.
Hmm.
Because I think that's the key. It's been 3 years since I left Idol for me, and I had ups and downs. I was like, well, maybe I need to just do something else. And even in your lowest points, you have to keep going, because the reality is you're, like, so close to your dream and to your goal and to your destiny. You can't see it. You can't see the breakthrough coming, but it's right there. It's right there. So keep going. Hold on. You can make it, and you will make it.
There you go. And you're hearing it from someone who definitely knows firsthand. Again, everyone, recording artist Jacob Lusk has been our guest. We've been talking to him not only about his journey in music, but also about the brand new single coming out on October the 28th. It's called Brain Freeze, featuring Lazy Bone of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Make sure you guys are staying connected with Jacob. You can find him on Twitter at Jacob_Lusk, L-U-S-K is where you guys can find him there. Also on his website at jacoblusk.net is where you guys can stay connected with him there as well. So make sure you guys are looking forward to October the 28th with the single and the video will be released. Jacob, man, we know you have a lot going on, so we appreciate the time today. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Love to stay connected with you.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Hey, man, we enjoyed you as well. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you guys came in late and missed part of our conversation with Jacob, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends at blogtalkradio.com, you guys can catch the podcast for this conversation just about 5 minutes as we go off the air. And we also tagged Jacob's Facebook fan page with the link as well. But you guys can head over to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.